Tell me about your season. What you guys been doing for the whole year? How's competition been around the state?
The past few meets, the SICKA team hasn't come, so that kind of made it easier for us to get into finals and stuff, because they're definitely a top-notch team. But all through the year, I mean, Wrangell has done exceptional compared to last year. A lot more people finaling. Unfortunately, there's only two people left on the team.
Sad, very sad, but...
But we get lots of good comments from the judges and are able to get better every time, so that's all good.
Yeah, she got her pantomime, which is just miming and everything, in the top final. She got number one, which is really cool. I'm jealous.
Yeah.
And what was your act?
My act?
Yeah.
I do two things. I mainly do solo acting, which is just acting by myself. I get to move around more. I actually scream in that one bit I'm doing. And I do an HI, which is humorous interpretation, which is kind of like solo acting, but you don't really move around that much, and you play more than one character.
And then I'm also doing an expository speech, which is just an informative speech. And I'm also doing a solo.
Okay. Well, how did you girls get involved or interested in something like drama, debate, and forensics?
Well, it came out, I think, in an ad or something, and I was showing it to my mom, and my mom said that I would be pretty good at this, I should go do this, and I went, and I enjoyed it. I found some very good skits, I practiced, I memorized, took me a while to memorize, but I memorized, and I like it now. It's a lot of fun, even though there's two of us, and most of my friends have left. Thank you, friends.
Yeah. I joined because I had a lot of friends in drama, debate, and forensics, and I've actually had been waiting to join since I was in sixth grade, since I first heard about it. So as soon as freshman year came along, I was definitely all for it, and it's a good opportunity for me because I want to go to school for acting. So,
aspiring actresses, that's great. So you guys will remember me when you become big, right?
Of course.
Yeah, don't worry, we'll definitely remember you.
All right. Well, you talk about you having a lot of people on day one when it's time to sign up for the team, but it's down to two. How did that happen?
We lost a few to cheerleading, unfortunately.
Very unfortunate.
With those few, some of their friends left. And then a couple had to leave because they had senior projects.
Or, yeah, their parents said they couldn't, and we understand that. We wish they didn't go to cheerleading, but I'm not putting this towards my friends or anything. So it's fine. It's completely fine.
But also, if there were more people, we wouldn't have like been able to make the Skagway meet, which was our most recent. So
yeah, the Skagway was a lot of fun.
There's ups and downs to it. So,
well, with your success this season, you think you can recruit more people to join the team next year? I mean, your girls are pretty young. I mean, you got a lot of high school left. Will you be recruiting other people?
We're gonna try. We're definitely gonna try. We definitely need more guys. There's mostly girls the beginning, and there's like two. Was there two guys?
There's two. Yeah.
Yeah. We won't give names or anything just in case. And yeah, it would be very cool if any high school guys want to try this out, because it's definitely not a girly sport.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about being laughed at. It's definitely fun.
You meet a lot of cool people on trips and stuff, and it goes all throughout the year, so.
Well, talk about more about your experiences on these trips. You got first place, Adam. Tell me some of the things that you learned, like Skagway or Juno or Haynes.
See, I think a major thing that's important to the DDF team is, like, speaking skills. And it helps you out a lot, because then, I mean, in my mom, I guess I'm not practicing my speaking skills. But, it helps you...
Yeah.
I am obviously not practicing them now. But it helps... you'd be able to speak in front of crowds. Like, sometimes you'll get commands for a performance, which is when you go in front of all of the teams and perform it.
And you did, and it was awesome, your pantomime.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, my pantomime. But then I did
I like your pantomime.
I did a speech, and that's definitely speaking skills, using speaking skills.
Yeah. Also, eye contact and miming, even if you're not in pantomime, is very important, because if you're keeping eye contact with the audience, especially when you're in an intro or something, it makes the audience feel like they're part of it, and sometimes that helps with humor, that definitely helps with drama. It's really good. And also miming, if you mime out, like if you're holding out an imaginary object, for instance, in my solo acting, my solo skit, I held this jewelry box, and inside of it was an engagement ring that this boyfriend was giving me. It was all part of the skit, and I'm working on miming and everything, and it's very important to know where that jewelry box went, because usually I'm having this problem of when I open the jewelry box and I say, "Are you gonna marry me?" And I pretend he says yes, and I just let go of the jewelry box, and it's completely gone. I got judged on that, and I got criticized for that. Let's just say that's constructive criticism.
And then another important thing that we learn, especially for people who want to act like me, is improvisation, because sometimes you forget your lines, and it's important to not just stop. You have to make something up to fill in that gap.
You can't say, "I'm sorry, can I start over?"
It doesn't work so well.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You can just, if you're at first, you can go right down to six. And I learned that the hard way, but.
Kind of got to ad lib a little bit. And
sometimes,
yeah.
Well, what other competitions you have coming up this season?
Actually only have state left, and that's going to be in Sitka. So it's going to be challenging, because there's teams from Anchorage that come down, and they're definitely extremely good at what they do, because they have classes during school devoted to DDF, and
they're very artistic, I have to admit.
Kind of scary.
Yeah.
Do Wrangell have any of these kind of classes that Anchorage or Juno offers?
We don't have any currently. Ours is just our after school classes.
Yeah, we have one like Monday through Thursday, and we just go over our skits. We just try and memorize, work on, like we said, eye contact, miming, everything like that, improv if we have to. And it's going good. It's definitely going good.
Could this team lead to something like that, a class, probably in the future?
If we worked hard at it, if we got enough people in it, we definitely could try. Our coach is very devoted. Thank you, Mike. And
yes. We will be having a meet here next year, which is fun, because we haven't had one in Wrangell for a long time. But hopefully that'll draw some of the kids in Wrangell to DDF, and they'll see what fun it is. And if we get enough people, and if we do well, then maybe we can talk Mr. B into letting us have a class. Cough, cough.
Hint, hint.
All right, then. I think that's all I have. Is there anything else you'd like to say about your team and the year?
Our team is awesome.
Yeah.
we're trying to be the best, and if there's anyone who's very interested in this, you can help us by going to our fundraisers every year, and if you're in high school, we definitely need you. Please come.
It's not a sissy sport.
It's definitely not a sissy sport. If you're into debate, go to debate. If you're into drama, go into drama. You can be very creative in it.
Another thing is, a lot of people, what was I going to say? I can't remember what I was going to say.
I can't read your mind. I can't tell.
A lot of people don't think DDF is hard, but it is, because there's a lot of memorizing. But it is just so much fun. You get to meet so many people on the trips, it's great.
Once you have it memorized, though, we're not trying to scare you or anything.
No.
She's trying to scare you away. Not really, but it's not. Once you have it memorized, it's in your long-term memory. You can't get it out. It's like remembering your locker combination. Once you have it, it won't go away.
Yeah.
I still have, like, a monologue from last summer from Sycophant Arts Camp still lodged in my memory, so.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And all high schoolers should be in it.
All right. Well, thank you for coming down.
Thanks.
Wasn't so bad. We got just a little under 20.